Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. I'm your supervisor. How can I assist you today?
I'm calling because I see two charges on my bank account that I didn't authorize.
All right. Let's see here to see what I can do for you, sir. Give me just a brief moment. I got to get it pulled up, okay? Can I get you to verify your full name, sir?
Sure, my name is Robert Gordon Friday.
Mr. Friday, can I get you to verify your address for me?
It's 18046 Wagon Wheel Court, Olney, Maryland, 20832.
Yes, sir. Would your email address be grfriday@gmail.com?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, and phone number 240-447-8618?
It's 301-774-5616.
Okay, so that phone number is not yours?
No.
Okay, let's see here. They can use that. All right, sir. Let's see here. Shows here that there was a trial done for a smartwatch that helps monitor your daily activity and keeps up with your heart rate. And look like some pods, which helps you take in if someone call or text or to play music through from your watch or your phone. Let's see. In a 1-year warranty. But you're stating you're not the one to place this order.
No, I did not place that order.
Okay. Is there anyone else in the home that could have placed it, sir?
No, I don't.
Okay. So there's no one else that could have placed that order? All right, let's see here.
Somebody else in my family called. Sheila or Jason.
Okay. Let's see here. I do apologize. What I could do at this time, sir, since you are stating there is no one else in the home that placed this order and you know that you didn't place this order.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I was saying my wife and my son lives here.
Okay. Do you think they might have placed the order, ma'am? I mean, sir?
I don't think so.
Okay, reason why I'm asking is because at this time to do it as fraud, I'm going to put in an investigation so that way they could try to find out who took in place this order against you.
Okay.
What they're going to do, sir, is use that phone number that you stated that is not yours along with the IP address that we see. So that way they could track down who did this. They will take and prosecute them either with a high fine of $500 or more, or they can do some jail time.
Okay.
So would you like for me to go ahead and put this in for you, or would you like to check with your family first?
Well, I know it was my wife because she's on the account also, and she's the one that pointed it out to me.
Okay.
So you can go ahead and investigate it.
Okay. Thank you. Give me just a brief moment. I want to put this in for you.
Okay.
And you did say you don't know the number that is 240-447-8618, right?
240-447-8618?
Uh-huh.
I think that's my son's number.
do you want to check with your son before I put in this investigation?
I don't think he did it. I want to get this taken care of.
I do understand, sir, and I want to take care of it too. But like I said, they do take and prosecute. That's why we ask to make sure there's no one else in the family.
Okay, well, nobody I'm aware of, and I don't think my son hasn't been home in about 3 weeks.
Okay, I only ask because you did say that is his number, and everything else shows, I guess, to you because it has your information, and it shows that product was delivered to that address that we have on file, which is your address, on March 15th.
Well, I don't have it here. I don't know. I'm home all day, so I don't remember receiving anything like that. And I can check with my wife. My son hasn't been home. So, yeah, you need to investigate it.
Okay. Give me just a brief moment. I'm going to put in for it. Let's see here. Okay, let's see here. Just need to make sure I got everything. Okay. All right. Let's see here. And we are still prosecuting, even if it is a family member, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Give me just a brief moment. I'm going to go ahead and put that through. Make sure I got everything. Make sure I put that on there as well. All right. At this time, sir, I do have it canceled out, and I did put in for that investigation. They did do a customer courtesy full refund back on the charges, you will see them post back to your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
You probably will get a call from one of the investigators, or they will come out so they can take and track down the phone number and the IP address that's on the account so they can find out who took and placed these charges so they can prosecute. Okay, sir? Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
Nope. That's it, folks. Going back in. Get my credit back, my charges back, whatever they're for.
Yes, sir. Well, at this time, you will get a customer courtesy email, since that is your email that's on the account. That is grfriday@gmail.com. We'll verify that you have refunds for, let's go back and see, I think it was $18.94 and $7.92.
Okay.
If you end up seeing that product, sir, you can always give us a call back because they, let's see here. They do take and ask for returns of the product. So you can definitely give us a call back if they do see it so it can be returned. Okay, sir?
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
That'll be all.
All right. Well, I do want to thank you for calling Customer Support Fraud Department, and you have a great day, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.